present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us today in the historic county of Dorset on a visit to the seaside town of Poole. The name Dorset is believed to be derived from two Celtic words, Duri and Satiki, meaning the land of the people who can't afford Hampshire. The Elizabethan adventurer Sir Walter Raleigh, discoverer of tobacco and potatoes, was MP for Dorset and lived at Sherborne Castle. Once a favourite of Queen Elizabeth I, Raleigh eventually fell out of royal favour and was locked away in the Tower of London. As an aristocrat, he was allowed overnight visits by his wife, during which jailers peeping through the keyhole were amazed, not by the lusty lovemaking, but afterwards when Lady Raleigh rolled over and lit a potato. Dorset and Dorchester were the inspiration for the place names in The Archers, Radio 4's long-running daily drama. So with minor spelling changes, Dorsetshire became Borsetshire and Dorchester became Borchester. What a load of dollocks. And it was a Poole man who claims to have discovered the secret to time travel. Pensioner Ron Smethurst said it came to him one morning taking the 10:30 bus to central Bournemouth. When he arrived, he found it was 1973. The county of Dorset is justifiably famous for its local produce. Delicious Portland lamb can be found grazing on the Isle of Portland, while Dorset nobs can be found jet skiing off sandbanks. Chesil Beach is one of three major shingle structures in Britain and connects the Dorset mainland with the Isle of Portland. In the 1950s, a local amateur geologist called James Hutton set about drawing, measuring and cataloguing every different type of pebble found along its 18 miles. Sadly, Hutton never completed his task, as in 1962, he unexpectedly got a life. Nearby Abbotsbury Children's Farm has ducks, cows, sheep, pigs, turkeys and horses, and it's just appointed a new chief executive. He'll be known as the CIEIO. Scientists have recently reported that climate change could have a dramatic effect on parts of the Dorset coast. Global warming of just a few degrees might result in a rise in sea level of possibly 2 metres, leaving areas of Weymouth with up to 6 feet of improvement. Let's meet the teams. They are on my left, Barry Cryer and Tony Hawks. And on my left, Timbrook Taylor, and paying a long-awaited return visit to his hometown, it's local boy John Finnamore. And taking her place at the desk next to me to enjoy an evening of scoring, please welcome the ever-delightful Samantha. OK. We'll start with a round called Common Clichés Explained. Like an aphorism, a cliché is often a way of handing advice from one generation to another. The other week, Tim was trying to explain to his 4-year-old grandson that it's perfectly normal to wet yourself. It didn't work. The boy's still teasing Tim about it. So, teams, in this round, I'd like you to suggest some well-known English clichés or idioms together with their real meaning. Tony, you could start, please.
It's been gathering dust in the cupboard. I didn't turn off the Hoover when I put it away.
Tim.
He's left his mark. He's given me his underpants to wash.
Barry.
He attempted to clear the air. He was jumping a river in Yorkshire.
John.
He always goes the extra mile. Make sure you agree the price before you get in the cab.
I now speak very highly of him. He need me in the groin.
They decided to tie the knot. He's having a vasectomy.
I'll never hear the end of this. I've just turned on call you and yours.
He thinks the job is beneath him. He's a floor manager.
All roads lead to Rome. This sat-nav's broken.
There's a tiger inside me. Wrong kind of hole-in-one, Mr. Woods.
He's had one over the eight. He's had nine. I don't know why I said it like that.
Honour comes at a price. Here's your OBE, Mr. Cryer.
We're eating al fresco. Oh. This is a meeting of the Cannibal Club, Mrs. Fresco.
It's six of one and half a dozen of the other. It's 12. I'm sorry, I'm doing it again.
I've just had the full Monty. The Field Marshal made love to me after dinner.
I still think I have it in me. That proctologist never did find his wristwatch.
It was a cock and bull story. It's Boris's autobiography.
Time for a musical round now, as I ask the teams to sing one song to the tune of another. Perry Louise Edwards of the girl band Little Mix was born in South Shields before moving to Weymouth, and every year the good people of Weymouth plead with Little Mix to do a special one-off gig in South Shields. Providing piano accompaniment for this round, we have Colin Sell. Now, they say never meet your musical heroes, so hello, Colin. OK, we'll start with you, Tim, and I'd like you to sing the words of I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It by Katy Perry to the tune of Hernando's Hideaway.
I kissed a girl and I liked it, the taste of her cherry chapstick. I kissed a girl just to try it. I hope my boyfriend doesn't mind. It felt so wrong, it felt so right. Don't mean I am in love tonight. I kissed a girl and I liked it. I liked it and I don't even know her name. Olé.
Thank you, Tim. You now, Barry, and I'd like you to sing the words of My Humps by the Black Eyed Peas. Tune of I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles.
What you gonna do with all that junk? All that junk inside your trunk? I'm a get you drunk, get you love drunk off my humps. My humps, my humps, my humps. My humps, my humps, my humps, my humps, my humps, my humps. A little lady lumps, check it out.
Okay, your turn, John. I'd like you to sing the words of Common People by Pulp to the tune of If You're Happy and You Know It.
I'll try, Jack, just as soon as I stop picturing Barry's humps.
She came from Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine, and then in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people, sleep with common people like you.
Finally, Tony, I'd like you to sing the words of Because I Got High by Afro Man to the tune of Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high. Gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up and I know why. 'Cause I got high. I was gonna go to class before I got high. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high, I'm taking it next semester. And I know why, 'cause I got high, 'cause I got high, 'cause I got high, 'cause I got high. I was going to go to work, but then I got high. I just got a new promotion, but I got high.
Thank you. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Colin. That's another piano we won't get our deposit back on. Well, the next game is called Word for Word, and it's all about words. Words continue to fascinate. For example, the French word déjà vu describes the eerie feeling of having lived through exactly the same experience before. Interestingly, the Guinness World Record for the largest number of people to experience what they call simultaneous déjà vu stands at 412 at a Barry Cryer gig in Bexhill-on-Sea. OK, I'd like you to start exchanging completely unconnected words, Tim and John. Barry and Tony, your job is to try to spot a connection, and so on. So off you go, Tim and John.
Junket.
Mendacious.
Posy.
Noose.
Laundromat.
Limpet.
Symposium.
Squab.
Soup.
Tony.
That's on the menu, backstage, swab soup.
Squab soup.
Squab soup. Squab soup.
Squab soup. Yeah, yeah, there was clearly a connection now that was well spotted.
It's so we had it's
very good too.
We
it's
had
delicious.
It
delicious.
Lovely.
Yeah. It must have been why subconsciously it was still in my mind. Delicious squab soup.
Yeah.
That's right.
I didn't want a conversation about it. I'm just saying. Over to Tony and Barry.
Aardvark.
Candidacy.
Ballistic.
Laudable.
Coriander.
John has spotted a connection.
Yes, Lord Abel Coriander was, I think, Lord Chief Justice in the 18th century.
That's right.
That's true, yeah.
One of the best.
OK, well, if you say so, John, I don't want to go against you and you've got so many friends in the audience. So it's over to John and Tim.
Basket.
Grockle.
Sting.
Whinge.
Barry has come in with a...
Sting and whinge. Sting, the singer,
yes,
had a big hit, Flying on Whinge. Not well known now, it's a lesser track on an album, Sting.
Can you remember how it went, Barry?
Yeah, I think... Flying on my whinge, the memory makes me cringe. But I land on my heart, flying on my wings.
Well,
I'm sorry, I'm not allowing that. It's back to back to Tim and John.
Hyperbole.
Guttering.
Extract.
Knock-kneed.
Beeswax.
Spool.
Scrumpy.
Nine.
Marbles.
Oh.
Tony?
Well, nine marbles are what we stole from Greece and refused to give back.
Yes, yes.
Fair enough. So, yes, over to Tony and Barry.
Fumigate.
Risible.
Kilter.
Anguish.
Forensic.
Oh, it's John.
I have a Scots friend called Anguish who wears a kilter.
Yeah.
Well, unconnected words, game, wish there was, end to, are coming to my head. So one final go with Tim and John.
Oh, right.
Oh, a duffel.
Follicle.
Camel.
Hair.
What?
Tony came up with
that. Well, how could we possibly connect camel and hair, ladies and gentlemen? It would be too difficult to do, wouldn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Quite right. So yeah. Don't do that, then.
No.
Well, I think Tim and John have walked away with that round. Just wish they'd done it 10 minutes ago. OK, now, a lot of listeners have asked why we don't have more topical debates on I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue. Well, in fact, the team's had one just before the show on the topic of leave or remain. And they came up with all the usual arguments, and they've had a little bit of time to think about it, and so it's time for their final verdict. Tim, bearing in mind everything you've heard this evening, would you now say leave or remain?
Remain.
Barry?
Leave.
John?
No. Remain.
Tony?
Leave.
So two say remain, two say leave. Okay, yep. Well, this is a bit of a conundrum, isn't it?
It's a conundrum, Jack.
Yes, it is, Barry. Yeah. Well, the result is balanced on a knife edge, and therefore falls to me to provide the casting vote. Let me get some guidance from the audience. What did the audience say? Leave or remain? Let's hear it. Is that your family, John? that was quite close, but I detect it's slightly in favour of remain, I would say. So, Colin, this means you can remain at the piano after all.
Well,
this next round is called The Symptoms, and it's all about the world of medicine. Actually, I had to visit a doctor here in Poole for a repeat prescription after my antidepressants were stolen. The thief is listening. I hope you're happy now. In this round, one team has developed an obscure condition which the other team should attempt to diagnose. Tim and John have just been called for your appointment with Doctors Barry and Tony, and you must outline your symptoms to them, and they'll be awarded points based on how accurately they're able to diagnose your condition. And the identity of your complaint is now being displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Tim is chalk and John is cheese. Tim is chalk and John is cheese.
Tim and John, Doctors Barry and Tony are ready to see you now. Please start outlining your complaint.
Hello.
How are we feeling this morning?
Well, really, we're just here for some couples therapy. We just rub each other up the wrong way. It's quite nice. We're just very different people. I'm interested in education, geology, and snooker.
Right, so like, parties with wine or just, sitting around after a big dinner.
We disagree on almost everything. He voted Remain. Mm-hmm. He loves France.
Of course.
They love him.
Yeah. Yeah, and he voted Leave. He's obsessed with the White Cliffs of Dover.
Ah, the White Cliffs of Dover.
I see.
It's very voice. He's to me like fingernails on a blackboard.
And his jokes, they're so corny. Mm.
And sometimes a little blue.
I'm very pleased to be the first patient of the day.
Yes, yes. He always insists on being on top of the queue.
Yeah.
You enjoy your food, don't you?
I do. He doesn't.
If he doesn't mind me saying, you smell a bit, Vinny.
I do smell a little bit, and I really need to get these veins sorted out as well.
Yes, yes.
Right, OK. Well, yeah. Splendid. Well, I'm not sure we really have anything we could offer you that would help you this morning.
Oh, well, thanks. we went private, especially for this.
Have you not worked it
out? Are we different?
Yes.
Barry's worked it out, haven't you, Barry?
Yes, indeed. A lot of people have. There's a cordon all round the office at the moment, some of them waving blue banners. Or not, as the case may be.
I tell you what, if there is a cordon around the building, it is probably because he has been up to his old tricks of dancing around murder victims. And leaving his mark as he goes.
Yeah.
We're so different, we really couldn't be more different.
We are different.
Very different. As different as you like. As different as two peats from very different pods.
As different as fromage.
Oui, and whatever's a French is for chalk.
Okay. Oh, I'm getting.
Or would you like a hint?
I'm getting. I don't know, I'm getting the words chalk and cheese.
Cordon bleu, I was doing.
It is fascinating to see you work together. Okay, your turn to be patients, Barry and Tony, and your mystery medical condition will now be displayed to the audience via the laser display board. While here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
They think they're parrots. They think they're parrots.
Hello, Mr. Hawks and Mr. Hello. Cryer.
Hello, Mr. Hawks and Mr. Cryer.
No, you misunderstand. We're doctors.
No, you misunderstand. We're doctors.
We're doctors.
Have we come into an echo chamber here?
Is this a private consultation? I want to avoid getting a painful bill.
People keep telling me I'm pretty. Have you got anything that helps with that?
Who's a pretty boy then? I think you're parrots.
Oh!
The next round is called One Word at a Time Songs. When it comes to songwriting, famously nothing rhymes with orange. Thankfully, one of the many reasons why we'll never see Katy Price, the musical. Now, in this round, I'd like each team to perform a song together, but alternating the words of the song between panellists. And we'll start with you, Tony and Barry, and your song is My Favourite Things from The Sound of Music. So off you go.
Raindrops
on
roses
and
whiskers
on
kittens.
Bright
copper
kettles
and
warm
woolen
mittens.
Brown
paper
packages
tied
up
with
strings.
These
are
a
few
of
my
favourite
things.
Cream-coloured
ponies
and
crisp
apple
strudels.
Doorbells
and
sleigh bells
and
schnitzel
with
noodles.
Wild
geese
that
fly
with
the
moon
on
their
wings.
These
are
a
few
of
my
favourite
things.
When
the
dog
bites,
when
the
bee
stings,
when
I'm
feeling
sad,
I
simply
remember
my
favourite
things,
and
then
I
don't
feel so
bad.
Of course, what the audience at home don't see is the marvellous way that Barry prompted Tony all the way through. So, over to you, Tim and John, and the song I'd like you to perform with alternating words is Joseph's Coat from Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
I look handsome, I look smart, I am a walking work of art, such
a
dazzling coat of many colours.
how I loved my coat of many colours. It was red and yellow and green and brown and scarlet and black and ochre and peach and ruby and olive and violet and fawn and lilac and gold and chocolate and mauve and green and crimson and silver and rose and azure and lemon and russet and bang, pow, white and orange, blue!
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there's just time to fit in a quick round of personalised songbook. Here in Dorset, many family and place names can be a source of embarrassment to residents. One Seymour Cox from the village of Piddlehinton was so tired of the constant teasing that he changed his name and moved. He's now known as Everard and, and lives happily in Shitterton. Now, teams, there are songs featuring the names of people like Delilah, Jude, Laura, Eileen and Mickey, but many other names have gone unsung in popular music. I'd like you to add to the canon by suggesting song titles featuring some new first names. So, Tony, can you start, please?
Don't Cry For Me, Margentina.
Barry.
Return To Brenda.
Tim.
I can see Deirdre now. Lorraine has gone.
John.
Stay away to Kevin.
One I don't like. Don't stand so close, Timmy.
Diamonds are for Trevor.
Ooh, Kevin is a place on earth.
Imogen, there's no heaven.
I would do anything for love, but I won't do Pat.
Hey, Hugh, get off my Claude.
The first time, Trevor, I saw your face.
We all live in a yellow sub, Maureen.
I got you, Bob.
Boris seems to be the hardest word.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the fraudulent fracker of fate blights the biodiverse beauty spot of serenity and the house prices of hope take the nosedive of destiny, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the team, Samantha, myself and our audience here in Poole, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Tim Brooke-Taylor, John Finnemore and Tony Hawks were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Patterson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.